then we're accepted. Noah responded correctly. And if you read on in Genesis, you see that Noah had a covenant much like the covenant later that Abraham got from God. Noah not only saved himself and his children, but the rest of the earth was repopulated from Noah. And so in a sense, Noah could be another of those types of Christ. Because the rest of mankind was made through him. Nothing that was made without Christ. And also through Noah came the covenant that God would no longer never destroy the earth by flood again. Didn't say there'd never be a flood again. Said he'd never destroy the whole earth by flood again. So I say, well, let's hear it for Noah. Noah made the right response. He simply did what God said to do. He didn't say, was that really God? He didn't say, well, when God wants it to happen, he'll put the boat in my backyard. Sometimes God will tell us things and we think that God's supposed to do it all. God didn't say, Noah, I'm going to build a boat. Noah, I'm going to put you on the boat. Noah, I'm going to get the animals. I'm going to do this. He said, no, Noah, you build the boat and get the animals. Now, obviously, God helped out a bit. But he didn't tell Noah, I'm going to put the animals on the boat. He said, you get the animals. And Noah had the kind of relationship with God to assume that if he was going to get the animals, it was going to be by trusting God to do it. And so he kept that relationship and he prayed about everything and he did everything according to how God wanted it done, and it went just the way that God wanted it to go. Noah did not infuriate the Holy Spirit. He was determined to do what God wanted him to do, and that's kind of the determination we need to have in our hearts. I just want to do what God wants. When Dan said, Lord, I don't want to lack anymore, she wasn't just talking about lacking the things that she wanted, but she also didn't want to lack in her relationship with him. We don't want to withhold anything from God. It's time we quit withholding from God. Noah couldn't say, I'm not going to build a boat. He did just what God said. He couldn't say, I don't like snakes. Why do snakes have to be on the boat anyway? Why couldn't they swim? He couldn't say, Lord, my wife's not going to put up with the smell on the boat. He didn't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff. It says he just did what God said, and God took care of it. So did God make the doo-doo not stink, or did he help their noses to put up with it, or does it really matter? He did what God wanted him to do. It said, so Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. Pretty easy choice between Cain's response and Noah's response, isn't it? Now, what about our responses? What about when God says to us, this is the way it will be, or do this or do that? Do we just do exactly as God says? Well, we don't hear God as good as Noah did. Why not? We hear him good when he says what we want him to say. It's those things that we're not so sure about, that we're not so sure about what he said. And then sometimes when he says things that we really, really want him to say, well, we just aren't sure that he could want to say that to us, because we're not confident enough in our relationship with him to just accept that he would feel that way. And so we need to draw closer and closer in that relationship, so then we don't have any doubt. Imagine Noah. I mean, even though maybe Noah did say, "What about me, Lord?" Can you imagine how he felt? Being the only person on earth who God was going to save? What if God told you that? Would you come to church and say, "I have confidence, Hosanna, that you all have a shot. But God has told me that I'm the only one. Unless we change some things, I'll be the only one that gets saved. I'll be the only one rescued when this place is destroyed." That'd be quite a statement, wouldn't it? But if God told you that, would you be willing to say it? Or would you just get real quiet? Sneak out when the time came. Noah did everything exactly as God had said. And we'll do that in our lives. We'll see some tremendous transformations taking place. We'll see the blessings flowing to us, flowing through us. We'll show what the favor of God's all about. The people didn't necessarily see Noah as being so favored when he first got on the boat. And maybe even for the first 30 or 40 minutes of the rain and the flood, they didn't see too much because the boat maybe was still sitting on the ground. But when that boat started to rise, they started to get a real inspiration that maybe Noah had been right. God is right. God has made promises. God has made wonderful promises to us as a body, and the same promises that He's made to us in this little body, He's made elsewhere as well. If you put into your heart, if you read the things that God is speaking around the world, and if you're hearing the Word and things like that, you're hearing that God is speaking the same sort of a Word now all over to those that have ears to hear. And to those who don't have ears to hear, they're hearing the same thing that they've heard for years and years and years and years and years. Because they don't want to hear anything else. So they're just hearing the same thing. And in some instances, not only are they just hearing the same thing, but they're hearing a voice raised against the new things, the things that God is saying, because after all, that can't be right. Noah heard the same kind of stuff. You can count on it. The people were exalting themselves against the knowledge of God and doing everything they could to get him to doubt. And probably his children were once in a while going, "Dad, you're off your nut." And his wife was going, "Noah, this is really crazy." And then one day, Noah stood on the boat and said, "I know this has been difficult, family, and I'm not going to stand here and say I told you so. But aren't you glad you're on the boat? Aren't you glad you're in the kingdom of God? Aren't you glad that you have ears to hear? Aren't you glad that you are always going to do exactly what the Lord tells you to do?" Amen? Thank you, Father. This is our desire. This is what we will do. And Lord, as Vicki said, the Holy Spirit gets these feelings and He comes and He just wants us to be dedicated. And I say, Holy Spirit, come on. Work in our lives. Transform us. Renew our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.